So I'm going to start off with something that may seem shocking to you. Just because you're saved, and just because you have a relationship with God, doesn't make you a Christian. For you to be saved, all you need to do is believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. When you do this, you receive the Holy Spirit within you, and now you have a relationship with God. You now are a son or a daughter of the King. But it doesn't mean you're a Christian. To be a Christian means that you have to be Christ-like. It means two things. It means that you have to do what Christ did, and you also have to have the mind of Christ. Now, when I say you have to do what Christ did, I'm not talking about mindless law-keeping. That doesn't make you Christ-like, it just makes you Pharisee-like. In fact, the law only comes to kill and to condemn. That's all the law is good for. No, Christ did not obey the law, he obeyed the word. He obeyed every single thing that the Holy Spirit told him to do. In fact, Christ himself said this, "The words that I speak are the words that I hear." He also said, "I can do nothing of my own accord, but every single thing that the Father does is what I do." So there, Christ was not obeying a set rule. He was listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and that's what Christ did. So therefore, if you really want to be a Christian, that means you have to surrender yourself to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. But before you can listen to the Holy Spirit, salvation is the prerequisite, because if you don't have the Holy Spirit within you, you can't hear from the Holy Spirit. See, salvation and relationship is simply a prerequisite for you to become Christ-like. Now, we cannot be Christ-like and do what Christ did if we don't develop the mind that was in Christ. Philippians 2, 5-9 tells us how to develop the mind of Christ. In fact, it starts off with this. "Let us also have the same mind which was in Christ." And then later on, a few verses later, it goes on to tell us that the mind of Christ was a mind of humility and the mind of obedience. See, to be Christ-like, we first have to humble ourselves and therefore surrender ourselves to the will of the Father, and then go on and obey whatever the Father is telling us to do. That's what it means to be a Christian. You have to have a heart of humility, and you have to have a heart of complete obedience to the Father. It means that being saved and having a relationship is not enough. You also have to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You have to be led by the Spirit, just as Jesus was led by the Spirit. If you live a life being led by the Spirit instead of your own whims and every single thing else, or even the law, then you're living life as a Christian, because that's what Christ did. He led a life completely ruled and completely surrendered to the Spirit of God. See, the prodigal child never lost his relationship with his father, but when he decided to leave home, the fellowship with his father was broken. Likewise, when we decide not to walk in the Spirit and to be Spirit-led, yes, God is still our Father, but that fellowship is broken. And then any obedience that we do is no longer obedience to the word, it's obedience to the law. And it doesn't bring life. So let me ask you this question. How many times in your day are you being a Christian?